Twisted Roots by A.G. Parker. Read by A.G. Parker. Chapter 7. Fear is a vile thing and is at the bottom of almost every wrong and hatred of the world. L.M. Montgomery, Emily Climes. Elliot took in his daughter's ripped clothes and the ash-grey streaks on her face and pushed away the helping hands that had gathered around her. She followed him home, unsure of how to talk to the one person in the world she felt she never had to. They ate dinner in silence. They made it as far as the stairs on the way to sleep before they found a way to cross the other side of the unnatural gulf that had widened its jaws between them. Didn't fancy going to Matty's then, huh? His easy smile struck bright and solid in the dim of the hallway. She shook her head.
Look, I don't know what you're going through. I can't imagine. But I'm here if you want to talk, or don't want to, or I will be anyway.
He paused, studied her face. Her hazel eyes were the same as they had always been. She was there. He knew her. He made sure those eyes came back to his before he continued. Made sure his voice was stayed.
I'm going to finish the work I have up at the Stevensons. You might have to spend a day or two with Matty, but that's it, I promise, and then I'll stay home for a bit. I figure this could be the last summer before you get caught up in other things and have your own adventures. And I'd like it if I could be around more, make the most of it. And maybe we could ride whatever this is out together.
He watched his daughter's face break into a grin and felt relief pour into his heart. Elliot held his daughter and knew that although strange things may come and shake and rattle at their bones, nothing would break their understanding. Layla's sleep that night was troubled with nightmares. They drifted in and swept their fingers over her vision until she could see and feel nothing but their imposed reality. In her dream, it was a winter in a faraway land long ago. Frost rained and sucked at the air in lungs until ribs threatened to crack from the inside. Their heavy trudge fell on the snow. Some were in boots, others barefoot. Blood fell from the raw soles of feet and left a crimson trail in the pure white blanket that covered the earth. Layla knew that this was her family. Some were old, gaunt faces harangued by angst. The elders carried infants in their arms which wailed in the cold and steamed their distress into clouds. Layla walked alongside them, over the fields, through dim shadows of trees, and then, in sunlit procession, the path started to widen, and the familiar mounds and landscape emerged from out of the pallor. They climbed up the incline to the edge of the village. Layla saw the bell tower standing tall and intact above the roofs of the houses. No smoke breached the sky from their chimneys. The village was deathly silent, and the land around bereft of life. A grey fog rolled out thick over the low-lying lands of the green, tumbling from the woods beyond. Layla watched as it unfurled and spread its fingers over the streets and houses. It snuck between fence posts and enveloped doorways and windows. Landmarks disappeared. All was wraith-white and ghostly. Layla could hear slitherings and scuffles in the mist but saw nothing. Nothing but white clouds surrounded them. It closed in on the travellers, threatened to engulf them, but none stirred. They stood in defiant stillness against the enemy that they had stalked for so long. The world took pause, and then, in the eerie blank, a scream sounded from the direction of the houses. Layla awoke in her bed, gasping at the air. Two hotbeds of magic had crept up in the village, like wells of molten power spurred into existence by a third. The girl, Layla, her sister's child, clearly no longer such a child. Lorna felt them swelling amongst the land, but could not yet tell what they would bring, nor how powerful they or the girl would grow to be. In the quiet of night, in stone, she waited. End of chapter 7. Twisted Roots was published by Wild Wolf Publishing and is available on Kindle via Amazon or as a downloadable PDF via my website. The links for both of these are in the description of this podcast. You can follow me on social media at @twisted_roots_agparker or @a_g_parker on Instagram. Please head to my website for other details and to keep updated with my poetry, performances, fiction, articles, and more. I hope you enjoyed listening to this latest chapter of Twisted Roots and that you tune in next time.